This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyu dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechitatu, chikunguru 6, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndichiti ezvinoizvi zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Varonga kuratidzira kwanhasi vanoti kwabudirira zvakanyanya. Hurumende yoramba kuti ndoye yambodzima dande mutande reWhatsApp mangwanani. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichive kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Vanhu vakawanda munyika nhasi vatambira kuridziro yaiitwa neve hashtag this flag nesangano revechidiki retajamuka kuti vasaenda kumabasa vachinyunyuta nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika. Vatori venhau veStudio 7 vaenda kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana uko vanga vachiona zvanga zvichiitika. Totanga nemuHarare, umo tapiwa nyaya inotevera nemutoro wedu wenhau Ivan Chifera.
Kuratidzira kukwatanga panguva dzekuma 5 mangwanani, uye vemakombi nevanhuwo zvavo vatadza kufamba sezvo mugwagwa yose yange yakavharwa. Vashoma vamboda kuenda kumabasa vatadza kuenda kubasa sezvo kwange kusina makombi. Vange vakaronga kuratidzira kwanhasi vetajamuka vazotanga kuimba vachiti vanoda kuti vamugabe vagadzirise zvichemo zvavo.
We need him to address us. Put in Zahara Yatina and Vino Ferrarin. 15 billion Yarango Sakatiga. We had the promise of 2.2 billion. Border Akavara, Botswana Avara, Tirima vendors, Tima cross borders. So it has saved. Forever saved. Forever saved. Put it on your
Mapurisa abva atanga kurova nekutandanisa vanhu achipotsera utsi hunokachidza pamwe nekuvhara zvitoro nemisika mishoma yange yakavhurwa nhasi. Mapurisa azopindawo mudzimba achirova nekusunga vese avo vange vachifungidzirwa kuti vange varatidzira nhasi. VaHardlife mudzingwa vetajamuka vanoti kuratidzira kwavo kwabudirira kunyange hazvo pasungwa vanhu vane chitsama. Vakafanobata chigaro chasachigaro weCrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition vaGeorge Makoni vanoti kuratidzira uku kunoratidza kuti vanhu vayaura nenhamo uye vave kuti kusiri kufande kupi.
Vanhu vanga vakangoungana mumugwagwa, vamwe vanga vachida kuenda kumabasa vaya vazopedzisira vatongodzokera, uye vana vechikoro vatozopedzisirawo vakutora roo mukuratidzira kwanga kuchiitwa.
Zvichakadaro, zvinhu zvichakaita manyemamire nerongo mumisha mizhinji muHarare sezvo kuratidzira uku kunotarisirwa kuenderera mberi nhasi manheru. Pataenda pamhepo, mapurisa ange ari kutenderera munzvimbo zhinji, uye vakuru vetajamuka vanoti vange vari kushishidzirwa nevanhu vange vachifona nefoni dzisina manhamba vachivapomera mhosva yekukonzera mhirizhonga pamwe nekuzvidza mutungamiriri wenyika. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chipera.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America, VOA.
Tochimuenda kuvulawayo uko mutoro wedu wenhautaura ishava anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Studio 7 yaona mapurisa anodzivirira mhirizhonga aya achikanda utsi hunokachidza nekuridzira bvuti mudenga vachityisidzira vamwe vanhu vange vakaungana kumahombekombe kweguta panosangana Joshua Nkomo na Third Avenue. Izvi zvaitika panguva dzekuma 1 mushure mekunge zvikwata zvemapurisa zvafamba zvichitaurira vashoma vange vakavhura zvitoro nemahofisi kuti vavhare vaende kumba. Mumwe mutyairi wemakombi anotakura vanhu pedyo nepakandwa utsi hunokachidza uhu uyo asina kuda kudomwa nezita ati anzwa kuti mapurisa aita izvi mukuedza kudzivirira mirizhonga iyi.
Pana third part notakurira one way south town pasvika mapurisa weriot ipapo. Saka mapurisa pawasvika ipapo vasvika vakaridzira futi mudenga. Wani wese wanga waripo wakatiza.
Panguva dzemangwanani muguta matanga muine vanhu vashoma zvikuru uye muine runyararo. Zvitoro zvikuru zvishoma zvinosanganisira OK nePick and Pay, mabhangi nemaofisi ehurumende ndizvo zvange zvakavhurwa chete, asi izvi zvazovharwawo. Panguva dzekuma 11 pane vamwe vechidiki vana vasungwa mushure mekunge ivo nevamwe vange vachisvika gumi vaedza kuratidzira vari pachimisikidzwa chava Joshua Nkomo chiri pakati peguta. Pavasungwa vakapinzwa mumotikari yemapurisa, vamwe vadiki vaviri vatisina kukwanisa kuwana mazita avo vange vachishedzera mashoko ekuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vanofanirwa kubva pachigaro vachiti vatadza kutungamira nyika. Kugara kwevanhu kudzimba dzavo kwanyanya kuonekwa pamisika yemuna Lobengula Street pamwe nepagodini nechekumahombe kombe kweguta. Pasvika Studio 7 kune mimwe misha inogara veruzhinji kusanganisira Sizinda, Chavalala, Nkulumane nemagwegwe kwange kuine runyararo vanhu vakawanda vari mudzimba dzavo. Vamwe vashoma vange vachida kupinda mudhorobha vange vachinetseka kuwana chinovatakura nekuti makombi akawanda ange asingafambi. Vamwe vataura neStudio 7 vati pazvipatara zvikuru zveUnited Bulawayo Hospitals nemupilo vana chiremba pamwe nana mukoti vakawanda havana kuuya kubasa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muBulawayo, ndini Taurai Shava.
Kuchinoi zvinonziwo vanhu vakawanda vateererawo kurudziro yekuti varamwe mabasa iye. Mutoro wedu wenhau Arthur Chigoriwa anotipawo zvatora nzvimbo.
Kuratidzira kuti zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka, vanhu vanoita mabasa avo emaoko havana kuenda pamusika. Mabhangi akaita seStandard Bank neBank ABC anga akavhara, ukuwo mabhanga anga akavhura anga asina mari yekupa vanhu. Izvo zvakonzera kuti vanhu vashoma vanga vauya mudhorobha vakurumidze kuenda kudzimba. Mugari wemuchinoi vaDennis Kagonye vanoti kuoma kwezvinhu munyika kwaita kuti maguta akaita sechinoi ayo anozivikanwa nekusaratidzira vataridza kuti zvinhu zvashanduka.
Ini ndiri kuti kuratidzira uku kwabudirira zvikuru. Tarisa gore ra1999 nezvaitwa gore rino, vanhu vemuchinoi vanogara vachishidzirwa, but hapana asivaratidza kusatya kwavo.
Mashoko avakagonya atsigirwa navaTimothy neShambe avanoti kusaenda kubasa kwevanhu kuratidza kuti vanhu vaneta pamwe nekurwadziwa nemararamiro muupenyu.
Hazvikuratidza kuti vatired nesituation iri paground, vanhu vari kurwadziwa kuti people are suffering.
Vana vechikoro muzvikoro zvemuchinoi vadzokera kumba sezvo muzvikoro manga musina vadzidzisi. Izvi zvinotsinhirwa nemumwe mwana anodzidza pachikoro chechikono hono.
Ende kuchikoro kongo sina machene ro takaudzonzi nema ticha kuti mangwana kusuya kuchikoro.
Asi mumwe mugari wemumusha unogara veruzhinji wechikono hono vaClemens Matare vaenda kubasa vati nguva yashevedzerwa kuratidzira yakaipa sezvo vanhu vanenge vachitsvaka mari dzekuterera dzimba nepekushandira.
The time yacho kaunti ditracho like nasi di 6 July, of which marenta uzumazwano tautosuka unana 10 tijipadara. So of which time yatiri zoso nasi di 6, it means utichiri mprosia upadara nigrigini marenta uz.
Vanoziva zviri kuitika pachipatara vanoti varwere vakawanda vakaburiswa muchipatara nezuro kwasara mawadhi maviri chete akavhurwa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muchinoi, ndini Arthur Chigoriwa.
Iye zvino toenda kumanikalendi kuguta rekwaMutare, uko kunonzi Ngoma yanga iri ndiyo ndiyo semutauriro uri kuita mutoro wedu wenhau Loida Moyo.
Muzvikoro zvizhinji vadzidzisi vange vachitoonekwa vari panze vachitodziya zvavo mushana, zvigaro zvevana zvakakwidibirwa, vamwe vana vachitamba pazvivanze zvezvikoro zvavo. Chikoro che 3 Brigade chete ndicho change chakavhurwa. Mumwe wevatyairi vemamutare vaisdogonye vanoti kwavanogara mumusha wedanga mvura kwange kusina zvekufambisa kubva mangwanani anhasi.
Situation muno mamutare so far mamirira zvakaita mamwe mashops akavhura mamwe mashops akavhara.
Mumwe mutyairi wemakombi wemumusha wehobhouse vataribo gangaidzwa vanoti varasikirwa zvikuru sezvo kwange kusina vanhu vekutakura.
Muzuva renhasika taone madonho ari kufa mumatransport iriko hapana vanhu varikunambidza vanhu kuti vasadini vasashandi zvimunhu ari kuita zvaari kuda kana ada kushanda ari kushanda hapana kana vanhu vari kukanganisa pakusinza kwavo vanhu mutaunhu ndo wasimu asi transport yakazara.
Asi mumwe mutsigiri webato rezano PF ari zvakare umwe wevanozivikanwa nekuti Mahwindi Shupikai Hamandishe anoti zuva ranhasi harina kunyanya kusiyana nemamwe asi kungoti vanhu vangotya kupinda muguta.
Hazviri nani zvinhu zvangosiyana mbichana nemazuva ese vasoti amwe anhu haana kumabasa avo.
Vapa Simonyakureba gweta rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu vachishanda nesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vanoti vanonzwisisa kunyunyuta kwevanhu panguva ino vazhinji vononga svosve nemuromo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Mamutare, ndini Lweda Moyo.
Mumwe wevakakurudzira vanhu kuti varatidzire Pastor Ivan Mavarire vaudza Studio 7 kuti kuratidzira kwavo kwabudirira. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yavaita naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7.
Hongu ehe istabva kunobudawo manje manje nguva dzekuma 10, 11 dzekuseni tichiona kwakavhara nyika yese yakavhara.
Asi tiri kuona kuti pambovharwa madande mutanda akaita sana WhatsApp, maona sei danho rambotorwa nehurumende mangwananiri?
Tazviona vavhara masaisai nedande mutande kutya ikoko kuratidza vanhu kuti vatya.
Hamusi kumbotyisidzirwawo here nekuti tinoona kunge zvinenge zvaakutanga zvakare?
Ehe, kutyisidzirwa tinotyisidzirwa nezero usiku ndakateerwa. Ndikada kumiswa nevamwe varume vanga vane motikari nhema, varume vanga vari vana vanga vakapfeka masuti avo. Ndakatozobva kuhofisi kwangu ndichingobvapo ndopandakanzwa kuti vakasvika. Vakabvunzwa kuti manga muchidei kuna pasta zvikanzi hazvinei nemi tanga tichida kuvaona. Saka zvinhu zvinotyisa ehe, asi hazvichabatsira nekuti vanhu taakuziva kuti kwete kana tikabatana sevanhu ndo paane simba. Saka nyangwe ndikatorwa inini kana kusungwa hazvisisina zvazabatira, handisiri ndaenda ndikanovhara mabhizimusi avanhu kana kuti ndikanokira vanhu mudzimba. Umwe neumwe munhu ndiye azviitira ega. Saka hapasisina zvazvichabatsira nekuti hatichatya tese.
Pastor Ivan Mavarire vachitaura parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Blessing abatawo gurukota rinoona nezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vasupa mandiwanzira avaramba kuti hurumende yambovhara dande mutande rekufambiswa kwemashoko reWhatsApp.
Handizivo nokuti ndanzwa vanhu vachichema-chema vachitibvunza vakawanda kuti hurumende ingangodaro yadzima here zvana WhatsApp zve. Ndikati mungagofunga kudaro sei, isu hatisisu tine chinangwa chekudzima, pane vanga vachiti ngatidzimei nyika. Ndo vamungatobvunza nokuti tikatarisa basa redu kuno seMinistry of ICT ndorokutovandudza mashandisirwo wemafoni. Saka hazvingaite kuti tinovhara WhatsApp isu kana kuvhara mamwe atoti maover the top services.
Asi muri kuongorora here kuti chii chaitika sebazi rinoona nezvenyaya idzi?
Isu tabvunza kuti vatitsvagirewo mashoko ekuti zvafamba sei. Manzwire ataita ndokuti kuburikidza kwekuti vanhu vakawanda vavari pamaWhatsApp vachiita use a lot of social media vazhinji kuti vaone kuti chii chiri kuitika, pakangodano paita overwhelming yemafacilities neinfrastructure iripo.
Gurukota rezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vasupa mandiwanzira vari parunhare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Sangano remagweta anorwira kodzero dzevanhu reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights rinoti nhasi nengo dzaro maguta akawanda emunyika dzaswera dziri mushishi kubatsira vanhu vasungwa nemapurisa mukuratidzira kwaitika. Mutauriri wesangano iri vakumbira imafunda vanoti sangano ravo rawana mashoko ekuti vanhu vanodarika makumi mashanu vasungwa munyika yose mukuratidzira uku. Mutauriri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba vati vanga vari mumusangano nekudaro havana kukwanisa kutaura nesu. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yataita navamafunda pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Magweta edu aswera achimhanya mhanya pazuva ranhasi, hatina kumbofungira kuti tichazova nezuva rakadai, asi sezvamunongoziva kuti magweta ekodzero panombunyukidzwa kodzero dzevanhu, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ndopa inowanikwa iripo. Waswera vachimhanya mhanya kunzvimbo dzakasiyana muHarare, kuBuruwayo, tingangoti nyika yese, kuChipinge, kumasvingo, kuVictoria Falls, kuzvishavane chaiko chaiko kumasangoko, waswera vachimhanya mhanya nekuda kwekuti vanhu vanga vasungwa wakati wandei. KuVictoria Falls tiri kutarisa about 16 vasungwa, nevamwe vanga vachingozvifambira vanga vapongopindira mune nyaya dziri kuitika izvo vanonzi matourist muchirungu. Tine magweta edu amhanyako kunoda kuvabatsira.
Saka mune huwandu here hwevanhu vari kubatsirwa nemagweta enyu parinhasi?
Ndingangoisa figure iyoyo pane 50 kana kuti more than 50 vatiri kuziva seZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vatiri kubatsira pari zvino. Hazvisati ane nhamba yatingangoti iyi ndiyo nhamba yacho, asi ndingangotora kwamuri ndichiti wapusa 50 wasungwa. Uyezve vamwe vachiri kuuya kwatiri vachida maservices edu, asi pari zvino ndingangotaura kuti ndakashinga kuti namba yatinayo yapfuura 150 from magweta edu amhanya mhanya kwakawanda wanda. Musakangana kuti zvakare nhasi kune vanga vari kudare zvakare vachipawo futi legal service magweta edu matatu, wamaanda waJeremiah Bhamu nawamutisa vachipawo wakasungwa musi wemande munova muHarare Mega pane hoho yakaitika muHarare. Saka isondo ratiri kuona kuti tiri kumhanya mhanya chaizvo munyika yeZimbabwe. MuHarare umu vatapanawo wasungwawo vanalinda musarira wako wanga vachifamba nekupai movement wasungwawo. Saka magweta edu amhanya zvakare kunoti kodzero dzevanhu dzisambonyekizwe.
Mutauriri weZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vakumbirai mafunda vari parunare neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, vanhu vanodarika zana vakasungwa nemuvhuro vachiratidzira muHarare vamiswa pamberi pedare nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva dzekuita mhirizhonga. Zvichakadai, zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumirawo zvakanaka kumatare nhasi sezvo vashandi vemumatare vazhinji vasina kuenda kumabasa. Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Vanhu zana neina vamiswa pamberi pedare nhasi vachipomerwa mhosva yekurova mapurisa nekukonzera mhirizhonga mumisha inogara veruzhinji yeEpworth nemabvuku musi wemuvhuro, uye vamwe vanga vakakuvara zvakaipisisa. Vasungwa ava vanonzi vakakanda mabwe munzira vachitadzisa motokari kufamba vachigunun'una nekuwanda kwaita mapurisa mumigwagwa. Mutongi wedare vavakai Chikwekwe vatura mutongo wekuti vakakuvara ava vaendeswe kunorapwa nhasi chaiye, sezvo magweta anga achivamiririra anga achiti vamwe vavo vanogona kufa vari muusungwa. Vakamirira kuti chikumbiro chavo chekuti vatongwe vachibva kudzimba dzavo chinzwikwe. Magweta evasungwa ava audza dare kuti vamwe vevasungwa ava vakarohwa zvakaipisisa nemapurisa, vakarumiswa nembwa vakakuvara zvokuti vanofanira kurapwa. Vamwe vevasungwa ava vanga vachitadza kufamba vachitoita zvokutakurwa kuti vapinde mudare, uye vamwe vavo vanga vaine hembe dzakabvaruka bvaruka dzichiratidza nhengo dzavo dzemukati zvitevera kurohwa nekurumiswa nembwa kwavanonzi vakaitwa nemapurisa. VaChikwekwe varamba kuti vasungwa ava vaburiswe muusungwa zvichitevera chikumbiro chemagweta evasungwa chekuti vasungwa ava vaunzwa kudare nguva yakatarwa nemutemo yadarika. VaChikwekwe vati vasungwa ava vaunzwa kudare nguva iyi isati yadarika, kunyange hazvo vazomiswa pamberi pavo maawa makumi mana nemasere akatarwa nemurau kuti vasungwa vanofanira kunge vamiswa pamberi pemutongi ange adarika. Rimwe remagweta ari kumirira vasungwa ava vaObey Shava vaudza Studio 7 kuti nyaya iyi ichaenderera mberi mangwana. Mune imwewo nyaya yanga iri mudare, mutungamiriri webato reViva Zimbabwe rakaparurwa svondo rapera vaS Lumumba vamiswawo pamberi pedare vachipomerwa mhosva yekuzvidza mutungamiriri wenyika vachishandisa mazwi asingakwanisi kutaura pamhepo. vachikwekwe vatura mutongo wekuti valumumba vabhadhare mari yechibatiso inoita madhora mazana mana uye kuti vasiye magwaro avo ekufambisa kudare pamwe nekuti vazvipire kumapurisa nemuvhuro wega wega. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Makateerera kunepfenyura yevanhu yeStudio 7, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930, kana pa 16065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mumhanyi ane mukurumbira pasi rose Oscar Pistorius atongerwa kugara mujeri kwemakore matanhatu mushure mekubatwa nemhosva yekuuraya musikana wake River Steenkamp makore matatu apfuura. Mutongi amai Tokozile Masipa vati vadzikisa makore ake ekugara mujeri nekuti akaratidza kuti ainge achiratidzika kudemba nezvaakaita uye munhu akaremara. Pistorius ainge achiita aifungidzira kuti mumba mainge mapinda mbavha apo akapfuura musikana wake. Akatungamira ongororo yeBritain yekupinda muIraq vaJohn Chilcot vati hondo iyi haina kufamba zvakanaka. VaChilcot vati kunyangwe hazvo vaitungamira Iraq panguva iyi vaSaddam Hussein vaisatonga zvakanaka zvainge zvisina kukodzera kuti Britain ipindire. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika zvinoti zvinowirira nedanho ratorwa neveruzhinji vari munyika rekuramwa mabasa nekugara kumba. Muzvare Isabel Monzora vari muSouth Africa vanoti vabatana nezvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri munyika iyi vakaenda kunoratidzira kumuzinda weZimbabwe uri munyika iyi. Bato rinopikisa muSouth Africa reDemocratic Alliance rati bato riri kutonga reANC harifaniri kuramba rakanyarara nezviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Bato iri rati hurumende yeSouth Africa inofanira kubuda pachena ichishora zviri kuitwa nehurumende muZimbabwe. Chimwe chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muAmerica vazvidzai ruzvidzo vanoti vanga vachishandisa dande mutande reinternet mukufambisa mashoko ezviri kuitika munyika senzira yekuratidza rutsigiro rwavo rwezvanga zvichiitika munyika nhasi. Ngatinzwe hurukuro yaitwa namavhilas muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 namuzvare Monzora pamwe navaruzvidzo. Mavhilas atanga nekubvunza varuzvidzo kuti vanga vachiita chii zuva ranhasi.
Isu sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe tiri muno muAmerica tinonzwa kurwadzikana chaizvo nezviri kuitika kumusha. Rutsigiro rwatingangoti tiri kuita tiri kuno kuno kure, saka tiri kutsigira zviri kuitika kumusha in sharing mamessages amongst vamaZimbabwens ari muno.
Muzvare Monzora, motitsananguro kuti imi muri kuita sei sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa.
Isu sezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa tiri kushungurudzika zvakanyanya. Tiri munyika iri pedyo zvikuru neZimbabwe, asi kubatsira kwatanichimboitawo mhuri dzedu dziri kuZimbabwe kwabva kwavharwa. Tabva tati Zimbabwe payaita stay away vanhu vese vasiri kuenda kumabasa, isuwo tabva tati tiri kuenda unoitawo demonstration kuconsulate yeZimbabwe muno muJoburg, kwataenda tikanonoedza kuti titaurirane navo kuti zviri kuitika izvi hatisi kufara nazvo ende tiri kurwadziwa pamwe chete nevamwe vekuZimbabwe panguva iyi yavakatasana nayo izvi.
Tombouya kwamuri varuzvidzo, zviri nyore here kuti mubatanidze zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zvirimo muno muAmerica kuti muwanikwe muchiita zvinhu zvakadai sekukuratidzira kusafara kwenyu nezvinenge zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe?
Vanhu vemuZimbabwe vari muno vane chido chaizvo chekuratidzira, asi the unfortunate part of it ndeyekuti tinogara kwakasiyana siyana, but definitely kutaura chokwadi, we are sympathizing with those back home.
Muzvare Monzora, mukupeta hurukuro yedu, pane zvamunoona zvichabuda here nekuratidzira kwamaitawo ikoko kuSouth Africa?
Ndinoona kunge zvichatibatsira zvakanyanya nokuti zvabuditsa kuti nyaya dzinoti affecta tese dzakangofanana. Kukashaikwa chikafu vari kuZimbabwe vari kuSouth Africa vari kupi, tese tinenge tichingoshupikana. Saka nyaya isenge yekuti mapurisa anorova vanhu vanenge vachiratidzira, ndaona kunge kushandiswa kwakaitwa social media vana WhatsApp vanhu vanga vachibva vaona mapurisa acho ari kubva arova futi chi vanhu handiti, zvabva zvabuditsa kuti iwe wega semupurisa ukaona wakuramba uchirova a civilian unobva ungonyaro wega kuti izvino ndizonamatidzwa mumadziro ezvinhu zvese ndichioneka kuti zvandanga ndichiita zvakaipa. I think zvabva zvabatsira in that regard, uye zvabatsirawo kuti vanhu vekuZimbabwe vaonawo kuti havasi vega, havasi kurwadziwa vega. Even isusu takabuda tikaenda kune dzimwe nyika tikurwadziwa pamwe chete navo.
Vanga vari chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chiri muSouth Africa, muzvare Isabel Monzora. Manzwa zvakare kubva kuna vazvidzai ruzvidzo vari muAmerica kuOhio, muhuri kuru yanga chikokerwa naMavlas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Tinokutambirai watereri muchirongwa chedu Pindai Mudariro, chatinotaura nevechidiki. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani Nastina Nyati Manex, muimbi wakadi hako
tinofara chichionizo albamu rangu iri rinonzi Kare Kare, asi richabuda muna August. Pari zvino ndiri kumboita masingo tracks.
Vanhu vakufarira here maimbiro enyu?
Ya, echidiki vamwe vandakakura nawo especially vanenge ndichipawo music yangu ayo vari kunditambira chaizvo.
Munoimba zvekufara here? Unoimba zvenyika here?
Ndiimbe zvenyika, ndinoimba special upenyu hwangu.
Pakuimba zveupenyu hwako unoimba uchiti chii?
Ndine singo randinaro randiri kutaura rakabuda manje manje rinonzi Amai. Ndo singo randinaro pari zvino. Rinoimbwa rikinzi magurira takaita zvinhu zvanga zvakaoma.
Zvakanaka, tinotenda kuonesu.
Right, zvakanaka, muwe nenguva yakanaka muAmerica.
Ava vanga vari mukoma Manex Nyati wekuZimho Danza. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani.
Chirongwa cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuratidzira kwaitika munyika yose nhasi. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, tumirai namba dzenyu paWhatsApp namba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Zvangu yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa musoro yenhau zvakare. Maguta akawanda munyika atambira kurudzira yekuti vanhu vasaende kumabasa vachinyunyuta nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika, asiwo zvinonzi vanhu vakawanda vasungwa nemapurisa uye zvimwe zvinhu zvapiswa. Gurukota rinoona nezveumhizha mukufambiswa kwemashoko vasupamandi wanzira vanoramba kuti hurumende ndo yambodzima madandemutande akaita seWhatsApp mangwanani anhasi. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Kana muchida kutitumira tsamba mbozha, dzitumirei kustudio7@voanews.com. anokoneka ine mufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndekusiya mina Chris Gande naMavlas Mhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Wilson Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 6th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabweans shut down businesses, schools, and other entities today in a massive protest against the deteriorating economic situation in the country.
We are tired, Zimbabwe, today!
School kids joined today. They were actually at the forefront of blocking the roads. They were actually singing, saying, enough is enough.
And the Democratic Alliance Party of South Africa has urged President Jacob Zuma to condemn police brutality in Zimbabwe.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Zimbabweans heeded a call to stay at home today, with some staging public protests to express their dismay over the current deteriorating economic situation in the country. In Harare, our correspondent Ivan Chifera reports that police clashed with some residents and school children in the city's southwestern suburbs. The situation was tense in Mufakose high-density suburb, where scores of residents and journalists were arrested and taken to Marimba police station. Chifera has more details from Harare.
Some journalists from local and international media houses covering the strike were arrested and released after deleting photographs from their cameras and cell phones as directed by the police. As early as 5 a.m., residents started blocking roads with stones, logs and anything they could lay their hands on, and bent tires, preventing combis and private vehicles from going to the city center. The residents, led by members of Tajamuka Sesijikile protest group, sang revolutionary songs demanding to be addressed by President Robert Mugabe, who they blamed for their suffering and the country's economic problems.
We need Mugabe to address us!
After several hours of protests, police descended on the suburb and arrested scores of residents. Police also raided homes and arrested many people, including some as young as 16 years old. Hardlife Muzingwa, a representative of Tajamuka, said the protest was successful as most people did not go to work. Most shops, market stalls and tuck shops were closed. Police ordered open shops to shut down, saying they risked being attacked by protesters. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition Acting Board Chairman George Makoni, who witnessed the skirmishes, said the demonstration was a clear message to the government that it has failed. He said it's time President Mugabe's government responded to the people's needs.
School kids joined today. They were actually at the forefront of blocking the roads. They were actually singing, saying enough is enough, and I think it's as a result of boredom because all the schools are closed.
Meanwhile, tension remains high in Harare as more demonstrations are planned this evening. Tajamuka representatives said they were also being threatened by anonymous callers for organizing the mass stay away. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Still in Harare, an informal survey carried out by Studio 7 in the Central Business District showed that very few vehicles were in the city, where the majority of shops, schools and supermarkets shut down. Just a few retail shops like OK Supermarket, Pick and Pay and InScore were open, but with few shoppers. Patricia Mudadigwa reports from Harare.
Local resident Watmore Makokowa said he's happy that Zimbabweans stayed at home to express their anger over what is going on in the country.
I want to congratulate the Zimbabwean population for actually staying away and showing the government that they are not happy with the current situations where a lot of people are suffering and a lot of people are unemployed.
Another resident, Clarice Maduku, who is also a civil society activist, echoed the same sentiments. He urged the government to address people's concerns.
People have been showing a lot of fright. The fact that now they have taken heed of this call for a stay away, for me, that's a clear sign that the government of Zimbabwe must begin to listen, or it will be forced to listen to the people.
An economist, Lakson Zembe, noted that government and private companies lost a lot in potential revenue today.
Shops are closed. And firstly, this is an indication of the severe impact of the current economic situation on the livelihood of people.
He urged the government to quickly address the prevailing harsh economic situation in the country.
It is the general public at the end of the day who will bear the brunt of all this that is going on around. And hence, serious and urgent call on our leadership that it cannot be business as usual. We cannot continue to live in our comfort zones and pretend that things are okay.
Some Zimbabweans also expressed concern over poor internet connectivity and a temporary blackout of the messaging application WhatsApp. They suspected that it was being jammed by the government. But the Minister of Communication and Courier Services, Supa Mandiwanzira, said these allegations were baseless.
Well, I don't know whether it's slow because of the massive use of the system today, because people are overly hyper in terms of their communications, but I can certainly tell you that we have no intention as government to ban it.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mudadigwa.
Indications are that the situation was the same in Chinoy, Mashonaland West Province. Our correspondent Arthur Chigoriwa has more details.
Most shops and banks, schools and other businesses were closed today in this town following a national protest called by civic society leaders. Janice Kagonye, a resident of Rijego High Density Suburb, said local people who don't normally take part in such protests heeded the call to stay at home and close businesses.
Very successful. Since 1999, after those first riots, this is the first successful demonstration in Chinoy. Considering the situation in Chinoy, where people have been intimidated for quite a long time, but we have seen, if you can see, all the shops, major shops, Indians, coloureds, indigenous business people, all have closed their shops.
Timothy Neshambe of Chikono Ono said the people have spoken.
We are sending the message to the government that the next time when we do things, maybe we're going to do in a violent way. We are not doing in a violent way. We are just only saying, no, guys, just resign. Just pack your bag. Then we need a new government on the place, not you, because this one actually they failed.
Most school children who went to school returned home after realizing that there were no teachers at school. Vegetable vendor Clemens Matare, who was selling his wares, said although the protests are commendable, the timing was wrong since it's month-end, a time they normally sell a lot of goods.
I'm saying that usually these days the rentals, we pay up to the 10th. So for people like us, we need to raise the money to pay the rentals. So we've opened the shops today to try to raise more money for the rental.
Matare said business was very low today as most people did not report for work.
Business is largely low because many people have taken heed of the call to stay away.
Most nurses at Chinoy Hospital did not report for duty. Sources at the hospital said most patients were discharged yesterday before they had fully recovered. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Meanwhile, Mutare City resembled a deserted town with only a few shops open and commuter omnibus operators who wanted to make fast money, reporting poor business. Our correspondent Lloyd Amoyo has the story from Mutare.
School children and workers stayed at home, and there was a high police presence in most suburbs in this eastern border town. Mutare resident Patrick Manongo said the protests today, which are follow-up of similar action by commuter omnibus operators and unrest in Bedibridge in some parts of Harare last week, are a sign that all is not well in Zimbabwe. A commuter omnibus driver, Ruben Dirwai, said he failed to reach his daily takings of $50 per day as there were no commuters.
Yeah, there was a low business today. Most people did not go to work. Preferably, we always carry school children, and they did not go to school, their schools. And by mid-morning, we have not met our target. By mid-morning, we had just $10.
A Mutare worker, Obet Makoni, said he failed to get to work, adding that his children stayed at home as they were advised by education officials that teachers were not going to report for duty.
We were at the bus stop by 7 and there was no transport to take us to town.
Mutare-based human rights lawyer Pasmo Nyakureba, who is with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, applauded the action by citizens, stressing that local people are now fighting for their rights. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lweda Moyo.
Meanwhile, Promise Mkwananzi of Tajamuka Sesijikile movement tells Studio 7's Chioniso Jani that they are happy about the protest.
The strike is carrying on tomorrow and on Friday. And this is a message to President Mugabe that he must do the long overdue and most honorable thing of stepping down and allowing this country another chance to make progress, to create employment and economic opportunities. And people in Zimbabwe, we want to thank you very much. We respect and appreciate your courage, your passion, and your resilience against a quasi-military regime. Until Robert Mugabe and his government understand that the people that he claims to be leading are not happy with the style of leadership and the way that he has been leading the country.
We just heard that the civil servants have been asked to go to work by the government. What is your say on that?
The government that we have is a government of liars. They are not going to deliver on their promise to pay civil servants. If they fail to deliver 2.2 million jobs, how on earth are they going to deliver the payment of the civil servants? So we are saying to civil servants that this is the opportune time to work together, to come together as a people and bring down this criminal regime.
And that was Promise Mkwananzi of Tajamuka Sesijikile movement speaking with Studio 7's Chioniso Jani.
Meanwhile, Ivan Mawarire of Hashtag This Flag movement has made several demands, saying the nation will be shut down until people's demands are met.
If these demands are not met, we are shutting down again. And so, government, the ball is in your court. Chiti Pindurai, we are ready to close down again within the next few days. And so if we are not hearing from you, government, next week on Wednesday, we shut down, and this time we add another day, Wednesday and Thursday. We are not playing, and we ask you to take us seriously. Citizens, thank you once again for heeding the call. Remember, no violence. Musarovane, don't break equipment. And so, government, we ask for your response as soon as possible. Otherwise, Wednesday next week and Thursday, we will be shutting the country down again for 2 days. God bless you, citizens. Mwarivakuitre jakanaka. And let's keep moving together as a unit. We may not do what everyone wants, but let's keep moving together as a unit. Tagona, we have done well. God bless you.
In a related development, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says it has deployed its member lawyers to offer emergency legal services for over 50 people who were arrested in today's protests throughout the country. Spokesperson Kumbirai Mafunga tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they are also looking into reports of human rights violations by the police.
Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has been called to offer its emergency legal services to dozens of Zimbabweans who have fallen victim to police brutality or who have been targeted by the police following the shutdown Zimbabwe protest held across the country today. So Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights has deployed several lawyers in Harare, several lawyers in Mutare, that is Manicaland, in Chipinge, several lawyers in Masvingo, several lawyers in Shishawane, Midlands Province, and Blawayo and Victoria Falls, where they are giving legal service to those who have been arrested or who have been rounded up by the police. And our lawyers are on the ground offering such legal services which are needed critically.
Can you say how many people were arrested today, those that are being represented by your members?
Our members, as you know, that we are a network of lawyers which is across the country, we're still trying to tally up the figures so that we can come up with the total figure of people who have been arrested as of today. But by lunchtime, the figure that we were getting, 16 in Victoria Falls, In Bulawayo, there have been several arrests. I think I can safely put the figure that our lawyers are reacting to offer legal assistance to about 50 people who have been arrested today only.
That was Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights spokesman Kumbirai Mafunda on the phone with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Still related issues, more than 100 people who staged protests in Harare on Monday appeared before a Harare magistrate facing public violence charges. At the same time, there was chaos at the courts as some court officials heeded the call for a national stairway. Thomas Chiripasi reports from Harare.
Magistrate Vakai Chikwekwe remanded them in custody to tomorrow, pending continuation of their bail application. Lawyers representing the accused persons told the court that police severely assaulted the accused persons who were demonstrating in the two suburbs against numerous police roadblocks and set dogs on them. Some of the accused persons had blood-stained clothes, while others could not walk on their own when they appeared in court. The defense lawyers also argued that some of the accused persons were minor children who should be immediately released. The magistrate ordered those who were injured to be taken to hospital pending continuation of the case tomorrow. One of the defense lawyers, Obey Shara, said the accused persons were subjected to inhuman and degrading treatment while in police custody.
For those that have been raised in court, it relates to the issue of over-detention, the issue of violation of the rights of minors. As you are aware, that there are school children who have been arrested as well, and those that were injured, that is in respect of whom the police officers set their dogs on. Those are some of the complaints that we raised.
In another matter before the courts, the leader of the newly formed Viva Zimbabwe political party, Essi Lumumba, who was arraigned for allegedly undermining the authority of the president, was granted bail of $400 and ordered to surrender his travel documents as well as to report to the police every Monday. His attorney, Ashu Mugia, said he would take Lumumba's case to the Constitutional Court. Lumumba is accused of using the F-word on President Robert Mugabe when he announced the formation of his political party. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Alliance Party of South Africa says President Jacob Zuma should condemn police brutality in Zimbabwe. In a statement, the party said Zuma should intervene immediately to stop the abuse of protesters in the country. Several protesters have been beaten up by the police while staging what society organizations say are peaceful protests in the country. There was no immediate reaction from President Mugabe's government.
Coming up,
African trade unionists and Zimbabweans in the diaspora speak out on the Zimbabwe must stay away.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
A South African judge sentenced sprinter Oscar Pistorius to 6 years for the murder of his girlfriend, a sentence that has provoked outrage and may trigger another appeal from the prosecution.
Angry Republicans in the House of Representatives are set to grill FBI Director James Comey Thursday over his decision not to recommend criminal charges against presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server for government business while she served as Secretary of State. Some Zimbabweans in the diaspora say they have joined their counterparts in Zimbabwe in solidarity with the mass stay-away throughout the country in protest against alleged government misrule. Some Zimbabweans in South Africa staged a peaceful protest at the Zimbabwean consulate in Johannesburg. Isabel Monzora, a Zimbabwean based in Johannesburg, said their protest was in solidarity with those having a stay away at home. Another Zimbabwean, Jidzai Rujidzo, based in the United States, says he used social media to distribute news on the situation at home as a way of supporting the efforts of those at home who carried out the mass stay away today. Monzora says she supports such mass action.
As part of the hashtag Tajamuka group, we are non-politically affiliated, so we had a mixture of people representing different political parties, and we came in solidarity and did a demo. We went to the Zimbabwean consulate, and we had a peaceful demonstration in solidarity of the Zimbabwean shutdown, or the stay away, which is in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Rujidzo, you are based here in Ohio in the United States. What role did you play?
As members of the Zimbabwean community here in the United States of America, we are in solidarity with those people back home. We are in support of what they are doing. The only way we manage to support is to share the information that is happening back home amongst ourselves. I know there are some people who have managed to send money to people in Zimbabwe in support of what they are doing. But I know the unfortunate part of it is there are no monies in the bank. But you might have a receipt that you have sent money, but you are told your money is not there. It's very unfortunate.
Coming back to you, Ms. Monzora, how were you treated when you got to the Zimbabwean consulate in South Africa? Did you see anybody? What was the outcome?
We went today because we're in solidarity with what is happening today in Zimbabwe. So we went to the consulate irregardless of the fact that they are not open to the public on Wednesdays. But we had to make that stance, that stand, that we are in solidarity with our fellow countrymen in Zimbabwe. So even though we didn't talk to anyone, we had media coverage. A few consulate members saw us, saw our demonstration, heard what we had to say. But generally, the police were quite cooperative and it went on well.
And Mr. Rujidzo, how easy is it to mobilize people in the diaspora to come up with ways in which you can maybe stick together and show your disdain or your support for what is going on in Zimbabwe?
We really want to demonstrate or to show how we feel in support of what is happening back home. But unfortunately, America is a big country. We are all scattered everywhere. And it's unfortunate we cannot gather like what people are doing in the UK or in South Africa.
Ms. Monzora, would you say what you did today was successful? And if so, what were you trying to achieve by going to the consulate?
Our stand was we were in solidarity with the stay away in Zimbabwe. So even though we were unable to be in Zimbabwe, we felt that a war is won and fought on different fronts. We will do this from our angle or from the country which we are in, but it will still have the same magnitude. It will still have the same impact. So we decided would march to the Zimbabwean consulate, even though it wasn't open today, to then show to the outside world that even though we are living in South Africa, we are equally affected by the issues which are affecting the Zimbabweans in Zimbabwe right now.
And Mr. Rujidzo, what role did social media play in what you were trying to do in support of the people back in Zimbabwe?
Social media played a very big role in exposing what is happening back home. Police officers are seen assaulting members of the public, and to me that's barbaric. Any police officer who might think he wants to assault will think twice. Because if it appears that your name or your picture is appearing on the social media assaulting people, you won't do it. And the social media, I think it was very successful in exposing the bad image of what the police are doing to the people.
In conclusion, Ms. Monzora, what role do you think social media played today in what happened, across the board, both in Zimbabwe and in the diaspora?
I feel that social media played a very important role. We are in the era of technology, and so many people are so warm to this idea of WhatsApp or Facebook. We are getting so many live updates of what was happening in Zimbabwe as well as in South Africa and other countries as well. I feel that social media was very, very influential.
That was Isabel Monzora, a Zimbabwean based in South Africa, and we also heard from Jidzai Rujidzo, a Zimbabwean based in Ohio in the United States.
Back to the mass stay away, our correspondent in Bulawayo, Taurai Shava, reports that the situation was initially calm in Zimbabwe's second largest city in the morning before police had running battles with youths in the central business district and some suburbs.
The situation was calm in the morning before police fired warning shots and tear gas to disperse a crowd in the central business district and clashed with protesters in Makokoa suburb, the home of Zimbabwe's liberation struggle. Some youth in the city center were rounded up by the police and bundled into a vehicle while chanting, "Mugabe must go."
Arrested for demanding our freedom.
We are demanding our freedom as young people. We are clear. Mugabe failed in Zimbabwe.
There was no immediate comment from the police on the arrest of the youth. Shops in the city were closed and a few vendors were seen at the main vegetable market along Fifth Avenue between Jason Moyo and Robert Mugabe streets. The flea market centers on Lobengula Street and Egodini commuter omnibus terminus were completely deserted. A woman who operates a mobile kitchen at the terminus and only identified herself as Mrs. T said she had come to check the situation but was returning home as there was no business because commuter operators were not at work.
There's no business at all. There are no people around. The transporters are not here. So there's no business at all. We are all closed. We've just come to check whether there's any activity, but there's nothing, so we're going back home.
In the northern suburbs, including North End, Source Town, Queen's Park, Romney Park, and Kingsdale, a few commuter omnibuses ferried people early in the morning, but they ceased operations around mid-morning. In the western suburbs, including Sizinda, Chabalala, Nkulumane, and Tumbane and Magwegwe, there were very few commuter omnibuses or even private cars on the roads, and people who wanted to get into town had to walk long distances. In most schools that Studio 7 visited, although teachers were present, there were no school children, with those who had reported for school returning home. One of them, a Form 4 student at one of the high schools outside town, said students at the school were allowed to return home as there were no lessons.
I went to school and there were a few people, a few teachers, and we didn't write any exams because we're supposed to write mock exams. The teachers didn't say much, so I'm going back home.
Indications are that most doctors and nurses at Bulawayo's major hospitals had heeded the stay away. A nurse at Mpilo Central Hospital said she had initially reported for duty early in the morning but returned home after realizing that most of her colleagues had not turned up for work. The government says it has brought forward doctors and nurses' outstanding June pay to Friday instead of July 14. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.
At the same time, trade unions in Africa and social justice activists have expressed support for striking Zimbabweans. Our reporter Gandri Maramba has more details.
Speaking to Studio 7 today in Kenyan capital Nairobi, during a joint African and European Union Economic and Social Stakeholder Network conference, they called on the government of Zimbabwe to respect workers and voices of its citizens.
I support the workers, the civil servant workers who are on strike fully because the government has failed.
The Southern Africa Trade Union Coordination Committee Executive Secretary Austin Muneko said the workers deserve to take such action because the government has taken them for granted for too long.
We saw these things coming, and I think the workers have been just pushed to the limit.
Others bemoaned the use of force by government in a bid to crush public protest is what happened in some eastern suburbs of the capital Harare on Monday. At least 94 people were arrested following skirmishes between the police and members of the public. Chief Executive Michael Goaseb of Namibia's Economic and Social Justice Trust said government has to respect its citizens.
As an economic and social justice activist myself, we have definitely empathy with our colleagues in Zimbabwe. So we really support the colleagues in Zimbabwe and would really like the authorities to make way for evolution to give others also a chance.
Brussels-based Zimbabwean International Trade Union Confederation Deputy Secretary General Wellington Chibebe said people back home have genuine grievances. Government has not reacted to some of these concerns. Reporting for Studio 7 in Nairobi, Kenya, this is Gandri Maramba.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. today when our host will be talking about mass protests in Zimbabwe.
If you wish to join the show, call us at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Zimbabweans shut down businesses, schools and other entities in a mass protest against the deteriorating economic situation in the country.
And the Democratic Alliance Party of South Africa says President Jacob Zuma should condemn police brutality in Zimbabwe.
And that's our broadcast this evening.
And now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. And remember to join us at 7 every evening for news in three languages and visit us on the internet at www.studio7news.com. For more on our top stories, you can send us an email to studio7@voanews.com or text us at the following number: 001-202-465-0318. And now we leave you with Ntunga Milinkomo for the Ndebele broadcast. This is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyabonga Chris Lomavela siya lamukela mthwakazo muhle go Studio 7 ngolwesithathu mhla ka 6 ngoNtulikazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungamile inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
umakethi akukhula kakhulu akula mphini emamakethi amakhulu akula abanye bavulile ngapha thathi ngibidwa bathi ngapha akula sasibona ukuthi akula isimo sesizohamba
ukutshengisela kwabantu elizweni lonke jikelele ngokungayi emsebenzini lokuvala amavinkili kuphumelele kakhulu lamuhla njalo lezikolo eziningi bezivaliwe. Amapolisa abophe abantu abangamachumi amahlanu ekutshengiseleni kwanamuhla ngasikhathi sinye. Umnumzana AC Lumumba yena obotshwe ngemva kokuthuka umongameli Mugabe umiswe emthethwandaba. Umdlalo we-Premier Soccer League obumele ube khona phakathi kweqembu lechikenini le-FC Platinum koBulawayo udluliselwe phambili ngenxa yokutshengisela obekukhona. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukutshengisela kwabantu elizweni lonke jikelele ngokungayi emsebenzini lokuvala amavinkili kuphumelele kakhulu lamhlanje njalo lezikolo eziningi bezivaliwe. KoBulawayo khona elokitshini leChabalala bekuthuli lanxa amalokitshi abalisa intumbane iphumula leMakhokhoba kube lodlakela njalo amapholisa lamasotsha ebegcwele ndawana yonke. Kubika unompumelelo moyo.
Izisebenzi eziningi kobulawayo namhlanje aziyanga emsebenzini, labantwana besikolo labo kabayanga esikolo ngoba abezimota bebengathwali muntu njalo namankampani amanengi abevaliwe. Omunye undoda okhethe ukubizwa ngokuthi ngubabakhuda othengisa imbhida lezithelo eChabalala evinkilini leVulindlela uthi izimota ziludubo ukutholakala uma usiyawoda emarket njalo amavinkili amakhulu athengisa izilimo abevalile noma nje bekulokuthula emkambo yezilimo edolobheni.
Emarket akuthula kakhulu akula msindo emamarket amakhulu avulanga abanye bavulile ngapha thathi ngibidwa bathi ngapha akula sasibona ukuthi izimota zincane zizohamba.
Unompumelelo moyo uphinde waxoxa labantu abambalwa besipha imbono yabo ngokutshengisela lokho.
Abantwana hambanga esikolo plus kulamapholisa laphana egarage abaningi kakhulu i-tracking abona yagcwala.
Ya mina ngihamba ngemsebenzini lamhla kodwa hey into ekhona ukuthi amabhawa avaliwe amagrosa lawo esithenga kuwo avaliwe akulanto kho ngokugcwala nje amapolisa ukuthiwa ngorobayi la.
Hayi mina ngumuntu ongasebenziyo ozibhekelayo njengoba lingibona ngiphila nzima ukuthi ngize ngize ukuthi lami ngithone ngibhodabhoda ngidinga lapho engingathola khona umuntu ongangikisa nje enginike ngamaphirobhola lawa. Senze ile minyaka efana 14 years lokho ngidabhoda ngidinga nje imisebenzi njalo ngalimali emsebenzini emsebenzini lapho engalimala khona kanye zange ngikopasethe imali since 2005 okwanamhla umuntu uthuthu uya ngizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi njengoba kukunje kutho ukuthi mina sengizala mbawe ngoba bengisidla ngakhona ukuthi nxa ngihamba ngihlangana labanginika ama-facebook.
Ufunde inkulumane hayi into le abayenzayo le hayi mina lama ngiyithabile athi bafuna thina senzini kade sasafunde nxa yabo khona abalungisisa izinto zabo la kuyasicaphula thina nje abantwana besikolo athe sesize side sebabriefing khona asibeli ukuthi senzini hayi abalungisisa izinto zabo labo hayi abazali bahlezi khona lezindlini abasahambi lasemsebenzini sefuna senzini thina sesabanye balamba khona ngenxa yabo abalungisisa izinto zabo la bafuna senzini thina. Hayi isikole sithe sifika bathi kuyelani endlini kumbe lizidanisi abafuna ukuhamba igedi livulekile nje uyedivelise wathi ahambani abafuna ukuhamba igedi livulekile ngesicotshisa umsebenzi la
lifunda kati
yindaba
lingekho esikole
ngoba nelicothile esikole
bathe lihambe ezindlini
wona ungu-great one wona ke
akusela abantwana
esikoleaalusi
bakuxothile esikole
balixotheleni ungu-great one
two.
Kunjalo nje ugatsha olubona ngokusebenza kwamankampani encingo olwePostal and Telecommunications Regulatory Authority of Zimbabwe lwethule umbiko lusethusela uZulu lusithi abazatholakala bethumezelana imbiko ekhuthaza udlakela kumbe etshotshozela umvukela kuWhatsApp lakwezinye inkundla zebulenjini bazabotshwa bajeziswe kabuhlungu. Ugatsha lolu lunakanelwa ukuthi yilo olusebenzelane lohulumende ekuvaleni iWhatsApp le-intanethi namuhla bezama ukwenqabela ukuhanjiswa kwembiko ekhuthaza ukutshengisela kwanamuhla. Sixhume ingcwethi kwezokuhanjiswa kwembiko umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Ngibona vele bekuzabuya ngokuzinanzelela uthi kona isituleka sanamuhla sesi-organize ngama-message aku-WhatsApp. Akuna ngathi kumbe i-opposition party kumbe i-civil society eguquzela abantu ukuthi bengayi emsebenzini kodwa abantu bazithumezele ama-message kodwa batshela ukuthi benzeni. Ekuseni namuhla kusukisela ngabo-7 kuzibesia ango-1 i-WhatsApp ibingasebenzi. So yindlela uhulumende azama ngayo ukwethusela abantu ngendlela futhi azama ngayo ukukhontrola imibizo ngoba senanzelele ukuthi ama-cellphone asebenza kakhulu ukwedlula izini ama-radio station ngoba i-propaganda angayikhipha ku-ZBC angayenelisa ukuthi ayikhiphe maybe the hour ukanti abantu bathumeza ama-message almost every second almost every minute. So yindlela uhulumende azama ngayo ukuthi econtrole abantu ukubebelekesaba ngoba sebonele ukuthi ama-message lawa ama-phone lawa alakho ukuthi e-organize abantu bewise phansi umbuzo kamkazi.
Uyatsho ukubana uhulumende uke wavala iWhatsApp lobulembo beinternet namuhla ekuseni lemini njengendlela yokwenqabela ukuhamba kwembiko abantu bekhuthazana ukuthi bahlale emakhaya bengayi emsebenzini kuvezani lokhu ngohulumende lo?
Kuveza ukuthi uhulumende senanzelele ukuthi abantu balawo amandla. So uhulumende sebonile ukuthi kona abantu bazondile njalo bazimisele ukuthi belungise lokho okurong. So ngezinye indlela ubesezama ukuthi angakhontrola ovele sekubonakele ngendlela zokuthi khona engavumeli abantu ukuthi becommunicate but vele abantu besebehlezi ezindlini. So uhulumende mhlawumbe ubengathembi ukuthi abantu bangasebenzisa amafoni ukuthi be-organize into engaphumelela. So yindlela yokuthi uhulumende bezame ngayo ukuthi ekhontrole abantu.
So kungumvukela kaZulu yini lo Ndebele siwubona uqala namuhla?
Okunzima ukuthi isikhathi esiningi nxa abantu beziqoqa usuka uhlupha ukuthi nxa sebeziqoqiwe bayekele kwentengo namuhla usasa bazayenzani ngoba asobantu abahlale phansi babuya lo mbono kumbe into ama-strategies ukuthi singenza lokhu sizayenza lokhu uyathola-ke ukuthi okunye kusuka-ke kube into yakhonapho khonapho ngesikhiwo singathi ku-sporadic akusekho sustainable kusasa abantu bazabuyela emsebenzini uhulumende wamgabe uyabeleke khona phambi kwakusasa kuzahamba njani so yilo sometimes uhlupho labantu nxa bangasukumela phezulu benze into ngoba abakwazi ukuthi sebeyachivile i-victi yona le abayijivile ngoba akwazi kwenzaka le minyakeni eminingi phose elithumi kusiya phambili ukuthi kona kuthiwe kona abantu abangayo emsebenzini bengahambi kwizinto abasebenze efilimakethe.
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ingcwethi kwezokuhanjiswa kwembiko sixoxelaye ekobulawayo. Kunjalo nje omunye wabaqoqe ukukhalala imisebenzi namuhla umnumzana Ivan Mawarire njalo ekhokhela umzabalazo we this flag uthi nxa uhulumende ngehluleka ukulungisisa izikhalazo zabo kunsukwana ezizayo abantu bazakhalala njalo imisebenzi ngeviki ezayo ngolwesithathu langolwesine. Embikweni awethule kuhola eledluleyo uMawarire uthe izikhalazo ezimele zilungisiswe zigoqela esokuthi uhulumende aqede obuyanga abophe iziphathamandla zakhe ezingethembekanga ahlawule izisebenzi zakhe njalo esule umthetho ovimba ukuthengwa kwempahla egoqela ukudla kwamanye amazwe. Harare kona emzini weBudiriro 5 abantu abanengi labo kabayanga emsebenzini. UMavis Gama uyalandisa.
Amapholisa emzini weBudiriro 5 abephendukisa labo abakade befuna ukugada imichova uya edolobheni achaya abakade bephikisana labo. Abenyakazela ndawana yonke amapholisa la ohlangothi lweriot emzini lo engafuna ukubona ababili lo babathathu bemilo babezihambela. Abemichova labo bebeshiya abantu endleleni abashayeli besesaba ukubulawelwa izimota njengoba obekade ebonakala ethwele abantu besiya edolobheni obethwaliswa gadalala ebulawelwe amafastela. Omunye wabangayanga emsebenzini ngunumzana Nkosi Dube yena othi uyakujabulela lokho okwenziwe nguZulu. Okusekelwe njalo ngokhokhela inhlanganiso yezifundi zemakolitshini eyeZimbabwe Student Unions naso umnumzana Alistair Ifunya. Ufunye yena ukuthi kunje kulezifundi ezibotshiweyo zibekwa umlando wokuphatheka kulokhu kutshengisela kusukulwa lamhlanje. Abangayanga emsebenzini banengi sibili abagoqela lo umnumzana Joel Sibanda wasemzini weBudiriro 5 othi yena ngoba esabele ukungena engozini yokushaywa ngamapholisa kanye lokuba yena laye kuyindlela yakhe yokutshengisela njengabanye ekhonona laye phezu kwesimo esiselizweni. Ababalisi bebengekho ezikolo kwabangela ukuba izifundi ziphindele emakhaya. Lanxa bekunganeno emzini weBudiriro 1, lokhe enyakazela amapholisa exwayisa abantu ukuba bahlale emzini yabo. Isikhulumeli samapholisa uSenior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba utshele umhlangano lentathelizindaba ukuba kubotshwe abalishimi lasishiyagalolunye 19 abayisithupha babo kungabemzini weBudiriro 5. Kodwa ke abanye abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bathi bona leli nani liphezulu kakhulu kulelo elibikwa ngu-Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba. Lolu daba lilubalelwe emoyeni nguPraxedes Jeremiah kodwa silulotshelewe nguMavis Gama eseHarare.
Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi ababotshiweyo bedlula amachumi amahlanu njalo ithi isithumele amagqwetha ayo endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe ukuze baphathise ababotshiweyo laba. Ngakolunye uhlangothi umnumzana A.C. Lumumba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba namuhla esetheswa icala lokuthuka umongameli Robert Mugabe. Kubika unothando Spanda.
Text. Umnumzana S. Lumumba oyetheswa icala lokuthethisa umongameli welizwe ukhutshwe enkantolo ngemva kokubhadala isibambiso samadola amakhulu amane. ULumumba wetheswa icala lokuthethisa umongameli mhla esethula ibandla lakhe lezombusazwe. Igqwetha lakhe umnumzana Ashley Mkia utshele intatheli ukuthi uhulumende kafuni kunika uZulu ilungelo lakhe lokukhuluma imbono yakhe lanxa leli lungelo likusisekelo sombuso. Uthi abachuchisi kabafuni uLumumba akhululwe ngoba bethi nguye owenza kuqale konke lokhu ukuxokozela okuselizweni.
We put the state on notice that on the 15th of July
sikhangelele ukuthi ngelanga elizayo lapho esiza ukuza phambi komthetho ndaba mhla ka 15 ngontulikazi sicele ukuthi umantshi asivumele sikhweze lo ludaba umthetho ndaba wesisekelo sombuso ngoba icala alitheswayo lilungelo lakhe ngaphansi kwesisekelo sombuso lesi. Esinye sezizathu zokuthi abachuchisi bebengafuni abhadale imali yesibambiso yikuthi bathi nguye isisusa sokuxokozela okukhona elizweni lokutshengisela ukuZulu.
Lanxa amapholisa ebophe abantu phose amajumi amane lamhla, inhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi inani elibotshiweyo liphezulu kulalelo. Amapholisa athi abophe abantu emfakose leBudiriro eHarare kwabotshwa abanye kobulawayo kanye leVictoria Falls abagoqela abelungu abalichumi lantathu abasekwethekeleleni kulindawo abagcine bephatheka ekutshengiseleni lokhu. Isikhulumi samapholisa uSenior Assistant Commissioner uCharity Charamba uthi bekule mbiko eminingi engamanga efana lokuthi isitolo seChoppies eShtungiza sitshisiwe okuyimbiko athi ijonge ukuchochozela udlakela emphakathini.
Amapholisa akuleli ezitherapy ayazi ukuthi kukhona abantu abayizigelekeqe abagcwele ubugebengu asebelesikhathi eside belungiselela ukuthi kube lokuxokozela lokungahlaliseki elizweni. Kungenxa yalokho okwenze sagcwalisa amapholisa kuyo yonke indawo ukuze aphange aqede ukuxokozela lapho kuthe waqhamuka.
Iningi endaweni ezishiyeneyo zelizwe lilalele isimemezelo sokuthi kungayiwa emsebenzini lamhla, abantu babeka izikhali zomsebenzi phansi njengendlela yokutshengisa uhulumende ukukhathalwa kwabo ngendlela abusa ngayo. Okwamahola amane lamhla ekuseni, indlela zokuxoxisana ebulenjini bezingasebenzi okucatshangelwa ukuthi bezivalwe nguhulumende edinga ukuthi abantu bangatholi imbiko ngokwenzakala endaweni ezishiyeneyo zelizwe. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguNothando Spanda.
Kusenjalo, isizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa sezitshayele ihlombe bonke abaselizweni ngokumanyana kwabo ekukhalaleni imisebenzi namuhla besola umbuso weZANU-PF. Kubika uBenedictine Nhlapho.
AbeZimbabwe kwele South Africa bathi bathokoze kakhulu ngokubona uZulu endaweni ezininga eZimbabwe esukuma esebenzisa ilungelo lakhe lokusola indlela uhulumende abusa ngayo ilizwe. Isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Sipho Moyo uthi kusilela kwemisebenzi ukudla lenkohlakalo kwahulumende sekufika ukusibanga sokuthi abantu sebesithi ngeke besayekela kuqhubekela phambili.
Uhulumende lo sehlulekile okungaphezu kokwehluleka ukuthi nje into ezinjalo vele besekuyisikhathi sokuthi nxa izakhamizi zeZimbabwe seziphumele esitradeni ukuthi okunja sakukwanisa sakukwanise.
Unkosazana Moyo uthi usekela ngokugcweleyo ukhala lomsebenzi kwezisebenzi zikahulumende eZimbabwe ngokungadoli holo kukanti uhulumende ule mali engange-$15 billion eyanyamalala ezandleni zakhe.
Lo hulumende nje sokumele ukuthi avume ukuthi wehlulekile mbe abeke phansi intambo onjalo abantu beZimbabwe bazaqhubeka betshengisela lokho abakutshengisele khona. Mina njeke zalwane seZimbabwe labanye bona ukuthi hayi lokho kuyinto eright ukuthi abantu vele ekugcineni bagcine besithi enough is enough.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe kele South Africa ziye zatshengisela lamhlanje consulate yeZimbabwe eJohannesburg kodwa zathola amasango evaliwe kungela muntu. Isikhulumeli sebandla leMthwakazi Liberation Front umnumzana Crispin Nyoni yena uthi lobanje besenza konke lokhu ngokuba ndawonye lalabo abebetshengisela ekhaya bafuna uhulumende esule imigoqo enqabela ukungena elizweni kwempahla ezithengwe phandle kwelizwe.
Bavala ilivelihood or way of livelihood yabantu abangenisa izinto zabo zisiya emzini yabo lapha. So kuyizibonelo ezokutshengisa ukuthi umbuso lo ususiyaphela.
Intatheli zindaba eZimbabwe uNdumisomlilo uthi nxa ukhangelwa inkulumo zokungasuthiseki kwezalwane zeZimbabwe ezikubhala enhlelweni ezijeneyo bulenjini be-internet sekufike kusibanga sokuthi uhulumende alalele uZulu kumba zithole esebhekane lokutshengisela kwabantu nsuku zonke.
Abantu bathukuthele lokhu kuyatshengisela noma ukhangela okwenzakala kuFacebook, abantu bathukuthele ukhangela into ezikhulunywa ngabantu kuma-WhatsApp, abantu begqugquzela laba baseZimbabwe ukuthi kabaqhubeke ngalokho abayenzakalayo babasekela.
Ngakwelinye icele edolobheni leMessina lapho okuthenga khona izalwane zeZimbabwe bekungaphithizeli njengensukwini njengoba iningi labantu besabele inkuthazo yokuthi bazihlalele ezindlini ngenjongo yokutshengisela ukusekela kwabo ukutshengisela ukuqutshwa eZimbabwe. Iningi lezitolo lazo bezivaliwe ngemva kwenkuthazo yenhlanganiso yabathwala abantu eMessina. Kusenjalo ibandla eliphikisayo kwele South Africa le Democratic Alliance selikhuthaze uhulumende kwele South Africa ukuthi athathe amanyathelo okuncedisa ekulungiseni isimo eZimbabwe kungakonakali. Embikweni owethulwe yileli bandla lamhlanje likhuthaze uMongameli Zuma njengomgcinisihlalo wezokuthula enhlanganisweni yeSADC ukuthi atshele mathuba uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi isimo eselizweni ngeke siqhubeke singalungiswanga. IDA ithi kufanele South Africa kubeke kucace ukuthi ukwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe akwemukelekanga. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg le South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Studio 7 Live Talk lamhla sikhangela ukukhala la umsebenzi kwabantu elizweni lamhlanje phezu kokonakala kumnotho besola njalo umbuso weZANU PF. Thumelani i-text message kunombolo esithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte lingene kuhlelo. Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Ogijima ngenyawo zokuzibazela kwele South Africa Oscar Pistorius namhla ugwetshelwe ukuhlala ejele okweminyaka isithupha ngemva kokutholakala elecala lokubulala intombi yakhe uRiver Steenkamp.
Ngali tshona njani zilukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba igama nguChris Gande. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa lo mnumzana Kauden Ngwenya ohlala eDaluka eLupane. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga kaGande baba.
Umumo unjani khona ngapho njengoba sisizwa kuthiwa endaweni eziningi emadolobheni kakhulu abantu bayastrikile. Ungasitshela ukuthi ngapho kunjani?
Hayi ngapha kithi lapha. Mina ngilapha eDaluka. Izange indaba secondary, eprimary zakhona lapha eDaluka primary eGandangulo. Ubona hayi abantwana bahamba 2020 nje ukuhamba kodwa hayi straight sikhona. Abafundisa amatika ngendlela efanele njengensuku zonke. Hayi sibhedlele labathi benza nje kodwa akuhambisi kini ngokuzwa kwami laphayana esibhedlela. Kukhanya hayi ona lo striker sibili kuhambile isibanga eside. Hayi ayisebenzi zikakhulume ngisifisela amatika lakasebenzi njengensuku zonke. Bayahamba nje kuphela ubakhona ngesili lapha. Esibhedlela nje ukuthi isibhedlela sakithi lapha esibi babencedise kakhulu olaba abagula kakhulu. Ukuthi nje ama-outpatient hayi siyaphontephentela nje besemukela laba ababebezele e-serious kakhulu esibhedlela bebona esila kakhulu.
Zithini izakhamizi ngomumo khona le?
Ye, izakhamizi sibili umumo
khona lo zivumelana nakhona ukuzwa ngabaningi sile emadorobheni lapho ukuthi alibana kuya ngokuya sibili ngoba isikhathile ngoba le mali kayikho kanti imisebenzi abantwana njengoba besegcele emakhaya bakafela ukuthi bahambeka ngabo. So abantu sibile ngokuxoxa kwabantu siqoxa nje singabantu sihambelana nakhona okokwenziwayo okwenzakala emadorobheni lapha ngoba siyavumelana lakho ukuthi nangabantu bethengisela kuqondile besokhakala ukuthi njengoba kungama-township kwethu lapha yilo kufanele abosinkisi hayi hayi siyo okufanana kakhulu edorobheni bekungakaze kufike umuma ofanana nedorobheni namhlanje lapha engize khona ekuseni nje ngivula iredini lapha koBulawayo nje bakabazamazama kwezinye indawo kodwa hayi balakhona bangani basebenza kwezinye umuma wangikhona kakufanani nje nsuku zonke ukusebenza kwakhona
baphila njani abantu khona
uzulu uqele nzima baba ngoba uzulu uqele nzima baba ngoba ikakhulu ihleleni leli kalitholakala lokudla lokho kade vele kulethiwe lokho kudla lokhu okwakulethwa yi-christianity yabantu benikwa ukuthi bezinye lokudla.
Ubona ungani nxa sokusiya wavotwa ngo-2018 abantu bazavotela na lona leli bandla elibusayo kumbe sebekhathele ngalo?
Hayi 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 sibilingo abantu ngobuningi babo nxanganje sisizwa hayi hayi amboni ukuthi bengalivotela leli bantu angeke balivotela sibi abantu ngoba abantu bakhathele baba bathi sebekhathele ngoba khathesi njengoba bengikhuluma abantu kade benikwa idona i-christian care ukuthi lezincedise njengoba indlala ingazi bakhanya kumbe kungene lezombangazo ngoba lani idona kayifuni ukungene lezombangazo so basebesithi abantu e-wheelfare so i-wheelfare kumbe i-christian care yesikhipha imali ukuthi wheelfare idenge umuntu manje umuntu waseqondane lokuthi aqondane lokuthuthi emunye so izimuli kazisakwani kulalaphana sanikwa imali yi-Christian Care bakhanga lokuthi ade abantu bemenye ukuthi bebuya lama-titulars ukuze bethathe imikhondo yabo liyana ngoba imota yiyo ebhadalwayo ama-titulars bakhanga ngathi kubonakala umumo sokuthutha amasota seyiwaletha ukudla lokhana kungasela mbadalo izolo nje kade bethole izolo ha abantu bathi ah besingakukhangelelanga ukuthi singazozuza ukudla kulethwa yilaba abantu hayi izolo bazizele sibili abantu bazuzazuza lanxa kukula abanye abaseleyo khanye sokubhala kwakhona kwakula abanye ababengaphumelelanga kodwa bathi bazathola singazi ukuthi lokho sokuletha ngamasotsha kuzaqhuba isikhathi esinganani ngoba abantu kade bethathelwa amampondo abo lapha
amasotsha akhona elokhu ekhona umbe sehambile
singazi khona ngaleli bhani nanku mna ngekhaya lapha egandawini
hayi kwezwakala isikhathi sesingasavumi ungavalelisa abalaleni
hayi ngiyabonga kakhulu laba kubalaleli bonke engilabo kustudio 7 ngilingelela lani lonke khona ngapho basakazi be-studio 7 ngoba ngaza ke ngiyisede ngezibongo zenu ngoba uningi benu ngithi qhubekani ngomsebenzi wenu baba ubaba labomama kuhle elikwenzayo kulowo msakazi
Siyabulela. Hayi sibongile kakhulu ube lelanga elihle.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu Khanda.
Lo ke bekungumnumzana Gauden Ngwenya isakhamuzi seDaluka eLupane ebesixoxa la ekuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendaba. Lo ngomsakazo wenu umsakazo kaZulu umsakazo weStudio 7 lisizwa sisakaza siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje umdlalo wePremier Soccer League obumele ube khona phakathi kweqembu leChikeni leFC Platinum eBaba Fields kwaBulawayo namuhla awusabanga khona ngenxa yokutshengisela kwanamuhla kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Inhlanganiso yePremier Soccer League ayiphanga isizathu esokuba kungani umdlalo obekumele udlalwe phakathi kweqembu leChikeni leqembu leFC Platinum udluliselwe phambili. Kodwa inkokheli yelinye lamaqembu lawo obekumele edibane yona engathandanga ukubethwa ngegama ithe amapholisa athe awangeke enelise ukuletha amalunga awo ukuba ezolondoloza ukuthula enkundleni. Amapholisa abesabelele kuzo zonke indawo zedolobho lakontutu njengoba namhla kulusuku lokutshengisela kwezizalwane zelizwe leZimbabwe zona ezisola isimo sezomnotho lesombusazwe. Akula mota ebezisenelisa ukungena edolobheni zisebenzisa umgwaqo odlula elokitshini lemakhokhoba oqonda eluveve wona ovalwe ngamatshe lamasondo emota achayo kusukela elokitshini lengubo yenja kusiyafika esikolo seMarketen. Abasakhulayo bebetshikitshelana lamapholisa bephosa amatshe ikanti amapholisa bebathela ngamanzi alamandla kakhulu kanye lokubahitsha ngentuthu yetiyegasi. asenilisanga ukukhuluma leziphathamandla zenhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League kodwa sithinte intatheli izindaba ezemidlalo ethe ngempela lomdlalo odluliselwe phambili.
Umdlalo we-Chicken in le FC Platinum usudluliselwe phambili njalo inxa yokuthi kulabafana kade bengathi bayahluphana lamapolisa nje endaweni yemakhokhoba okuseduze le-Bubblefield Stadium lapho umdlalo akade kumele udlalelwe khona.
Umdlalo we-league phakathi kweqembu le-Chicken Inn le-FC Platinum wadluliselwa phambili ngenxa yokuba iqembu le-Chicken Inn belilabadlali abaningi abakade beyingxenye yeqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors ebeliphatheke kumidlalo yekhosafa ngenyanga edluliwe ekaNhlangula. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Ukuziphetha ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Ukutshengisela kwabantu elizweni ngokungayi emsebenzini lokuvala amavinkili besola umbuso webandla leZANU-PF lokubhidlika komnotho kuphumelele kakhulu namuhla. Amapolisa athi abophe abantu abedlula amachumi amahlanu phezu kokutshengisela lokhu. Ayike silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo ngontungamilinkomo. Salani kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lilayo.